All right, what topic conversation are we going to do today? I'm trying to get back into podcasting now that I can actually talk a little bit better without coughing up a lung or two. I switched my meds, which has been a good thing. I deal with pulmonary critical care for respiratory issues, and since catching nasty germs of others that don't respect people and understand, they know they're sick, but they still don't care, still come around with their nasty germs. We switched to inhalation drugs, steroids. I usually do everything with a dual medication through nebulizer machine equipment at home. I still use, but we added a couple of inhalation drugs, and it's been about 3 days, but it seems like it's helping. It's worse at night. Anybody's respiratory problems is, you know, as soon as you lay down, positional, you start coughing and coughing and coughing and coughing, and of course, then you're using your nebulizer, but, you know, yada, 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 yada. And then people who don't understand and don't understand, and then you have those people who are like, my God, I'm so sick and tired of hearing about illness stuff, oh my God, and those are the people that just walk around the cough, cold, or sniffle, or if they had surgery, it was nothing major, and they've never went through oncology treatments, and hell, they wouldn't know what the hell it's all about, fighting for your life anyway, so in the end of life, it means nothing what they think of you. Their opinion doesn't mean squat. You'll realize that, you know, when you go through trials and tribulations, at the end of the day, you think, if I would have died, would it have mattered what so-and-so thought about me? No. Would it matter what they said to so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so and they're gossipy and they're singing in the mountains and on the boats and it's preaching God's word? Oh, holy, and what are they doing today? What are they doing today? Oh my God, did you hear they had breast cancer? Yeah, I'm at so-and-so's surgery. Yeah, prostate surgery. Oh, really? I found out so-and-so had breast cancer, too. Oh, my God, I got to go. I'm sitting among family members and that, and I got to go. It looks like I'm here just for the gossip and the juicy gossip. Because I am. I really am. Hold on. I'm going to another retreat. Holy Jesus, don't preach a good book. He said to preach and to gossip. Amen. I have a family member like that, extended family member. Literally went to a surgery. This other family member's having surgery. Really for cancer, and excuse me, doing my nice hot decaf coffee. Hot fluids helps respiratory, just saying, if you didn't already know. And I'm gonna plug real quick and put a picture because this really helped too, and I know I just went off topic, but Yogi Breathe Deep supports respiratory health. Oh my gosh, caffeine freaks can't do caffeine, but this is amazing. And I'm gonna take a picture and plug it because that really helps too, and drinking it at night. And it will not interact with your medicines either. But I'm sorry, we're off topic. But I had somebody, extended family member, do this. And I really don't know the extended family member well. I think I remember just crossing their path. You know, when you're younger, you don't remember anything really anyway about anybody. Because, you know, when you're at get-togethers and stuff, you're not really talking in an adult's area. Because, you know, back in the day, you know, Paul Revere was delivering mail. And there was no trucks. It was actually by foot. Sorry, just joking. Sorry. But you're not around adults because you weren't allowed around the adult conversation, let's face it. Now it's like we're allowing in the state of Indiana under 21 to go into the bar area where the adults are drinking. Because that made a hell of an asinine sense, didn't it? That was the stupidest law and bill I ever saw come across the news. You're allowed to bring your underage kids in the bar area. Okay, Governor, where did that make sense? So now the kids are going to be traumatized to see mom and dad drunk off their ass with their neighbors talking about things that the kids don't need to hear because you had too many tequilas and now all of a sudden you're free of freedom of speech and you're talking about things that maybe even freedom of speech wants you to just clamp it shut. That was the most ridiculous thing I ever saw in my entire life. Isn't that crazy? But Indiana won't allow delivery of any of the delivery service, Instacart, DoorDash, or to deliver alcohol. And Indiana won't pass medical marijuana bill. Is that half-assed backwards, but you're going to allow underage kids to be in bar areas where it's supposed to be over 21? What the hell's up with that? I saw it come across the news. I thought, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. We're going to pass some legislation. Let's make a little bit of damn sense. We're going to pass this. A, we need to pass B and C. I'm just saying, you know? Maybe I should have ran for mayor. This bunch of men anyway. I'm sure they would have really loved me running for mayor. I would have loved it. I do think I'm joking. I'm not. The first thing, I'm telling you, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, weekend dances. Friday, teens, a lot of open areas, even community centers and things for air conditioning. All right. Saturdays, adults only. Sorry. Under 18, not involved, not around. And then Sunday's family dancing. Potluck dinners, everybody brings something, you know. And I'm sorry, it's just I have a lot of ideas. I really do. No, I should have ran for mayor. And then people in the area listening to this podcast going, oh, hell no. Oh, God. I don't know. She would have been pretty good. She has rubbed elbows with people. Celebrities, government. I had a good idea. Could she still run? If I didn't have health issues, I would. I really would. I would love to dabble in politics. Why the hell not, you know? Look at Trump. He went from you're fired to now he's hired president. And he did some good. You know? Never say never, you know? Don't judge a book by its cover. You never know. Somebody don't have to be a politician to be good and to make a difference in community. Amen. Now, you, don't steal what I'm saying on your campaign, because I know who you are and you're listening, and don't steal it because you're not allowed. And no, they're not doing free beard trimmings on anybody's porches. I know you wanted your wife to do it, but no, this isn't 1820, all right? And by golly, if you want to do beard trimming on porches, I'll trim your beard and I'll charge you $500. How's that sound? And I even throw a free flag in for Independence Day tomorrow. Wink, wink. I forgot where I was going. I literally forgot where I was going this whole podcast. That just tells you, I literally forgot where we were going. I just got thrown off. I literally did. I know where we're going. I'm going to backtrack it because I know it's not where I was going, but I was talking about a family member that would appear at another family member's surgery for cancer, and they were gossiping, and it was the most tackiest place to gossip. And I know where I was going with this. Where I was going with this podcast was is my mom made this statement. She said it before. And I'm sorry, but she said the statement, and I'm going to say it. She always says, too. Excuse me, hold on. Sorry, I just said I had my coffee under control. Sorry, I had to pause for a minute. But she always says, too, is, you never give me a chance to speak and say what I want to say on the podcast. And I told her, hey, the podcast is open. Please, let's do a live. Okay, let's debate. No, that's okay, thanks anyway. But you asked to be on the podcast. No, that's okay. I don't want to be on a podcast. I don't want to be on that stupid podcast. Hey, I was listening to your podcast yesterday, and it's funny. So you go laugh. But her philosophy is the past is the past. Oh, my God. You bring something up. Oh, my God. That's the past. Whose other parents or parents does this? Parent or parents? Mom, dad, whoever. Step-parents, foster parents. That's the past. Oh, my God, let it go, let it go. I'm telling you, there's some things, and any licensed PhD will tell you, and, I mean, you always see articles run across, you know, and you know it's your philosophy and how you feel and factual and what you stand by and stand your ground is true. Is there some things that people do that's sure the hell never going to be in the past? Because sometimes your actions have consequences that can literally cause people problems from the time that you made your decision of ill behavior, and it's always off of emotion. It's never logical. Think how many times as adults as we, and you know, and I've done this before, but I always like rear myself back like that was stupid, don't do it again, because you have to discipline yourself. That's being a good adult, unless you're a narcissistic asshole. And, you know, narcissistic people never admit to anything, even though they know they're wrong, but they're too egotistical, you know, they'll never admit, nah, I never did it, it's just imagination. It's not, it's called gaslighting, and then they project back to you anyway. But literally, some things that people do, you don't have to forgive, and you don't have to sure the hell forget. Because when people do some things that are very bad, and they literally affect you for the rest of your life, whether it affects your health, they're doing things to you while you're sick, it causes stress, it literally can jeopardize your health, it can make matters worse, there's nothing forgivable about that. There's nothing to forget about it. But what can you do is you make peace with yourself. If you feel like you didn't stick up for yourself enough, you feel like you didn't have your self-respect enough, you were too damn focused on saving your goddamn life, or you were sick. You don't have to forgive no damn fool. You don't have to forgive them. You don't have to forget. Especially if somebody's narcissistic asshole and they're not going to apologize anyway. Now you sure the heck got another reason why you ain't going to forget and forget. There's some things, this is telling mom, there's some things in life that are not forgivable, they're not acceptable, and they're not okay. Period. Okay? You don't have to forgive. Even God knows you don't have to forgive. You don't sit there and say you have to forgive. Because some things are forgivable. But I will tell you one thing. The universe comes back around. You know, I always say this to people. You don't have to do nothing sometimes. You just stand back. And the universe claps back a lot louder. Worse than any firework box or box of fireworks or whatever. Or the blue man in the middle of them lit them off because he's too damn drunk. Okay? You don't have to forgive anybody. when somebody does something that literally was based, it's always off of emotions, not off of logical common sense and being an adult. It's going back to pamper days and then you acting off of emotion. First of all, your ass should learn of what you've done. You need to check yourself, sit your ass down and figure it out. Go talk to a therapist, whoever, and then you need to apologize to the person you did it to. And then you have a lot to prove to that person. Because that person's not going to trust you as far as they can throw you, and they can throw you probably just enough that a microscope can't even see how far to throw you. That's how little it's going to be. Trust is gained, my friend, not earned. Or, I'm sorry, it is earned, not given. Okay, let me phrase that again. Trust is earned, not giveth. And when you blow somebody's trust and do some ill, bad, unjustable, stupid-ass behavior, being a moron, okay, that person don't have to forgive your ass. Sorry, I disagree, respectfully disagree with my mother. I really respectfully disagree time and time and time and time again till the good Lord calls me home. Because I respectfully disagree. You don't have to forgive people, period. And with people you don't forgive, when they do things time and time and time again. And for people who are struggling with their health and people do things that are very, very ill behavior out of spite because it's called emotion, getting out of their head, they don't know how to work their emotions. They don't know how to control themselves, and they're doing it time and time again, in months and years and decades. There's no forgiveness at all, period. But what you can do is you make peace within. You make peace for yourself, not for that person or those individuals. Not because you forgive them, because you don't have to forget, because you don't need to, because you shouldn't, because you need to remember. Those are great lessons of life that ends up being wisdom. You can help other people out that may be in similar situations of hell that you were in or are in or going to be in. Maybe you see it coming. Okay? And you remove yourself from people like that. People who do things like that have to apologize. You're never going to move forward from your past until you make peace and apologize for your ill behavior of what you did to others. Okay? That's life. I respectfully disagree with my mother. You know? And I had a lot of examples. There's a lot of things that people do, okay, that have a forever consequence that can really hurt someone's health. It can hurt their livelihood, the right to have a home, their life, the right to peace. And people who do this kind of stuff, I'm talking really malicious, downright nasty ass, evil, demonic, dark juju behavior. Okay? All right? You're a good person, good soul. You don't need that. You didn't need it. And they keep doing over and over again, projecting. These are people who got things going on in their life and they don't know how to handle it. They don't know how to get out of their emotion, get out of their head, and sit down with a therapist. Get their pampers off and get their big britches called adult britches on. You don't have to forgive people like that, and you better not forget, because those are lessons you need to continue learning in life. You need to plant that in your brain. You need to file folder it, as I was always taught in therapy, and you need to remember that, because the next time that ever happens, you got to remember how you handle it, because you ain't handling it like that anymore. You better lawyer up, because you didn't lawyer up the first time. Your ass better lawyer up the second time. But I promise you ain't going to happen the second time. Mm-mm. Because you have enough respect to call out people when they do things. And you make it not as a name call out, but you make it as a lesson, okay? And you hopefully they're listening. Well, most of the time they're stalking anyway. Probably stalking this podcast right now because they do daily anyway. You're sitting there, oh my God, I can't believe she said the things I did. Don't contact anybody's ex-husband to have him over your house for dinner. Especially if anybody you've been married to has ever robbed, stole, whatever, did things to other members in a family. Just like the cats, okay? Don't do that stuff. Don't call. Who the hell contacts somebody's ex-husband, ex-spouse, ex-husband, wife? I don't care who it is. All right, you're polygamous. You contacted the whole, you know, all the wives. Nobody. That is called spite in your head and being childish. Nobody does that kind of stuff. If somebody does that, and then they're sitting there having a slander fest over a bowl of mashed potatoes and. Hell, I don't know. Hot dogs without the buns, whatever. I don't know. That's not normal behavior. You know, somebody's struggling with their health and you're just adding more stress and more problems on. That's not a good person. That's sure the heck ask God when you go home to heaven. That ain't a good soul either. There's some things that are unforgivable. There's no forgiveness and there's no forgetting. There's a reason I'm telling you right now what I'm saying on this podcast is a lesson for everybody. And you need to understand is don't have people try to influence you and try to direct you and puppeteer you that you have to forgive people. I don't care if it's a mother, father, adoptive, foster. It doesn't matter. If you're an adult, you have common sense and use it. There are some things that are not forgivable. You certainly should not forget because you need to apply that as wisdom lessons learned. Tough lessons, you know. But sometimes people's behavior and actions have consequences in the person they dish it to for the rest of their life. There is no forgiveness. And I'm going to say this, and I said this to my mother too. You'll never ever move past the past until you make peace with your wrongdoings. Okay, that's life in general. The past will remain today, tomorrow, the next day, next day, next day, next day. It'll never be reconciled. There will never be no healing. There'll never be any reconnection of anything or anyone or who does what to you until somebody acts like an adult and apologizes and owns up and accepts their ill behavior, period. You know? And if you're a parent of parents and you have multiple kids and you're watching this stuff go down like a blaze of glory and you're part of it, you're part of the problem, not the solution. Any parent gets involved and tag teams with another child, son, daughter, or daughter, sons, and does that stuff, it ain't right. That ain't right either. That's twisted. That's some twisted stuff. Now you got to sit and apologize and own up too. Okay? And who does that? Oh, God, who does that? That's dark juju. That is wrong. I'm sorry. It's wrong a million times over. I don't care. Parent, foster, adopted, doesn't matter. That's wrong too. But if you're a parent or parents and you're watching a child, another adult child over 18, okay, because I'm talking about adult kids, son, daughter, whatever, and you're watching them gang up on another child or children, it is your duty and responsibility as a parent to set it straight. Don't be afraid. When you do not reprimand as a parent, and this is your kingdom, whether you're the queen or king or two kings or two queens, and you don't reprimand that problem, adult or son, that's doing other things that are unjust, not okay, and downright cruel and vicious and nasty and vile to another one of your offspring, okay, and you're not correcting and sitting down per anyone with a licensed PhD or attorney or anybody, and you don't reprimand, then you must have been part of the problem, not the solution. You must have tag teamed, okay? Because any parent or parent's right frame of mind are watching things and knows things are not okay that have jeopardized the well-being, the right, the happiness, their health of one of your offsprings or whatever situation or the Duggars, and you do not sit down and reprimand that, and that must mean one thing. You're scared to death of that adult son or daughter. Now, why the hell is a parent or parents you scared of your own offspring? That makes no sense. There'll never be peace. There'll never be peace in the family, the community, village, it doesn't matter. There are some things, what I'm saying, this podcast ended right here. This is a great lesson to be learned. Is there some things that are not forgivable and you don't forget about it? I'm sorry. There's some things that aren't forgivable and you certainly don't forget either, okay? Because they're lessons. You know, there's a lot of things that people do end up very traumatic. It could cause a lifetime of problems for the person it's projected on. Projected means when somebody cannot get out of their head. They can't control their emotions. They do things out of spite. And they project over and over and over again. And these are people usually that have problems going on in their own life. Instead of handling it head on, underneath their own roof, their own situation, they find somebody to project on to take it out on them. They feel good about making somebody else's life miserable. And that's some dark ass soul or souls, okay? But if you're a parent of parents and you see this stuff happening, it's your responsibility and duty as a parent, as a parental role model, as having children or child or children, as your kingdom, whether you're two queens, a king, a queen, and two kings, that is your job to sit down and you check and correct your offspring, period. And any parent or parental role model does not do it, I'm sorry, my opinion, is part of the problem, not solution. And in anybody's frame of mind, looking out of the circle, would happen to appear only one thing, they were involved and some malicious, not okay behavior. But there's nothing in the Bible that says you have to forgive someone, especially when they do things that are so downright malicious, but most importantly, they don't have the adulting skills enough. They're not adult and grown up enough to apologize and own up, period. And people like that usually will just blow things off and give you the same old song and dance. Oh my God, it was in the past. There's nothing. As I told my own mother, this is true. There's some things that'll never, ever, ever come out of that past. The past is the present, today, tomorrow, next day, next year, next month, year, until you act like an adult and you own up and you apologize for mistakes. And then the person you've done it to, you have to give them time to heal. Because the healing begins once the apology starts. An explanation. Because you have to explain your behavior. If you don't here on earth, I truly believe you have to do it to the good Lord right in his face in heaven. And then you're going to cross the person that you burned in the first place. Okay? And you have to own up. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. Having a disagreement among siblings right here now as I speak. You ever have cats? Mine just has like an off day. They just get sassy. But then they go on their day. And then they apologize to each other. You know why? Because cats are like that. You ever notice that? And they get in disagreements and spats with another cat you have. And they'll like nurture each other, or they'll share food bowl together, whatever. And even cats know better that they have to do something to apologize for their old behavior. And it's always action. That's the truth. And I know that was just off topic, but I'm in a podcast right here. I wanted to say this because it's definitely podcast worthy. Is on a Sunday, man, is there some things that people do that you do not have to forget and you don't have to forgive? Because that process of forgiveness and forgetting, you forgive and you find peace. And you remember that and you do the forgiveness and the peace for you, not for the person who does stuff. You do it for your soul, for your energy, for your happiness and well-being, okay? That's not a gift for the person that's hurt you, caused a problem for you, especially if it's a family member, you know? Village, community, whatever situation, that peace is a gift for you. And that's where you begin, and that's where you forgive, is for yourself, not for the person who does things to you, or individuals, okay? But the true healing of even reconnecting with somebody who does some vicious, vile things doesn't begin until the person, the perpetrator, apologizes and explains their actions. And I'm talking sincere apology, you know, I mean it. Trust takes time to regain. And to some people, it takes a lifetime. But when you do something to somebody, you have to remember that's part of the process. And a good portion of time, you're not going to be forgiven right away. And anybody who's gone through things that are not okay from the hands of others or other will know that healing takes time. But I'm telling you right now, I'm sorry, I respectfully disagree with my mother. The past is never going to be your past. The past will remain today, tomorrow, next year, next month, okay? Until things are addressed. And that takes the adulting of the person who has hurt you, has caused you problems with your health, your life, your home, your happiness, your well-being, okay? It begins then. But you have to remember, there are narcissistic people in this world. Narcissistic, I'm going to go there again. Narcissistic personality disorder, okay? It's not something somebody's just born with. Usually it's a learned behavior, okay? It's molding from someone and being molded into the next generation, next generation, next generation. That's just any licensed PhD, a therapist will explain how narcissistic personality disorder works. Anybody narcissistic, you got a chance in hell of ever getting an apology. I'm just going to say this in my opinion. You got about a 5% chance of a 95, okay, of an apology from somebody who's narcissistic that does behavior that's not okay. And it's work off emotion, projecting, going through their own problems. They don't know how to handle it. They don't know how to deal with it. They don't know what to do. And the first thing to do is when you're going through things in your own life is to sit down with a licensed therapist, social worker, whoever the situation, clergy, okay, and work through your problems. You don't take it out on other people. So you feel better about yourself by making their life miserable. That's a narcissistic dark soul, okay? And you don't have to forgive somebody like that, okay? You don't. But people like that owe apologies. But I'm telling you right now, don't hold your breath because you'll probably drown. Only 5% of people who are narcissistic out of 95%. Will ever apologize for a behavior, no matter how damning it is. But there's nothing that ever says anyone in this world, and I'm going to tell you, for anybody listening to this, you don't have to forgive this person, that person. You don't have to forgive. When the cut's that deep and it's affected your whole life, and most importantly, your health, because you only got one body one time around this earth. And anybody who intentionally does stuff that can jeopardize your health and they know what they're doing is not a good person to start with. There's some dark Jews, dark souls, some evil stuff. Stay the hell away. Stay away. Okay? It's not to say that narcissistic people, can they change? Do they change? Majority don't. Can they change? Well, it's up to the person who's narcissistic, not you. And it's not even up to a therapist, really. Because there's some people past the point of no return. Depends on how much stuff they've done to you. Remember that. But you don't have to be around bad behavior. You don't have to be around people if things aren't right and people don't behave right and... Let's just face it. A lot of people just, you know, I don't know. It's adulting. It's part of being an adult. It's part of being responsible, and you're responsible for your choices and behavior, too, and how you treat others. But depending on your totem pole, too, you know, those are the people that cut the hardest. Those are people when they do things to you on that totem pole. Those are the ones that cut the deepest. And there's some things, my friends, that are just unforgivable. But give yourself a gift. A gift of closure, which means a gift of peace and forgiveness, okay? Take the process and time to heal with a therapist, social worker, clergy, whoever it's talked to, maybe a best friend, okay? Take the time to heal. That's a gift for you, not for the person who hurt you. And by all means, remember, there are some things on this earth that people do to you or individual, whatever situation, that are not forgivable, okay? Take that time. Learn from behavior. File fold it in your brain. Remember the experience. Because remember, truly at the end of life, it's a gift. It's wisdom. And your experience and knowledge can help so many other people. And that's something money can't buy, is helping one another out. Amen.